A story which contains more than first meets the ear. Time does not pay.
Yeah, it's time for episode 4 of Radio Rubber Room. This episode is brought to you in part by the fat rich chick that Chris Manzelli has been banging. So thank you, Chris's fat rich chick.
I am glad to take one for the team.
Thank you, Manzelli. We appreciate it.
Nice. So, Derek, tell everybody what we have in store for them today.
Well,
I see you have a candle lit over there.
Yeah, we have Joey Rips and Drastic here from Just Plain Sounds. They have set the mood. They've lit candles and...
And drawn penises.
And you guys are great artists. That is a nice
looking mood lighting.
You can see me when I'm trying, man.
Nice. So is that it, man? That's all we have in store for the people?
That's just about it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Now a word from our sponsors.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things, very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land, famous for most juicy, delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodates you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and...
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New, from the scientist at Spoofco comes... Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandol is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and... You're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandol today at naked-jester.com.
Booyakasha, and we are back with my man, your man, everybody's man, Joey Rips.
He's real popular Hello. With the fellas.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he is. So what's up, Joey, man? Tell us, before we get into it, tell everybody who might listen one day, because nobody listens to this show, where they can find more out about you.
You can Google me, JoeyRips. Just Google it. You'll come to my my SoundCloud, my BlockSonic page, which is the net label that I'm on, www.blocksonic.com. You'll find everything. You'll find all the latest music I've released.
Now, everything. Do you ever Google yourself?
Of course.
I'm not the only one. Yes.
especially when you release projects and songs, because people do reviews and you don't even know until you go find them. And it's you know, it's always good to hear what people who don't know you think, you know.
So what kind of reviews have you gotten?
From this last album, I found one so far out of people from you know away from people I don't know. A guy compared me to Lupe Fiasco, said I must listen to a lot of Lupe Fiasco.
Do you?
I don't listen to a
I
lot.
I didn't
of
think so.
I took it as a compliment, you know. I mean,
yeah, I mean Lupe does his thing. You know, he does his thing, definitely. So who do you rap, man? What crew you rapping? What street
JPS,
you playing?
Just Plain Sound,
yes, sir.
Nice.
And, out of Richmond, Virginia.
And you have one of your label mates, I guess. Would you call it a label with you here?
I like to think of myself as his boss.
Oh.
Nah, it's nothing like that. Trust me.
He's the puppet like master,
that.
Huh?
That's right.
Nah. No, this is Drastic, another member of JPS. We're more of a collective, not a label.
You gotcha, know? Gotcha.
It's more about making music, not making money. So.
Interesting. And who else is in JPS? There's a lot of people, correct?
Well, it was founded by Just Plain Ant, me, Sleaze, and I think Brad O were the founding members, if I remember correctly. Ant brought us all together. And he just started tying on people, you know, all over the place. I know mm-hmm. you gotta. Album coming out with Just Plain Sounds.
Yeah, if Ant will ever you know get that fire lit under his ass, he was grinding out some good stuff for a while, and it just kind of fell off, man. You know, he's hard to I guess keep inspired. I think other things inspire him, and he kind of does this thing. So
seems pretty like a busy guy too.
Yeah, he's been paying his bills a lot lately. You know, I mean, he's out there. He's got an opportunity to come and try and see what it's like doing what the grown-ups do nowadays. He's a little bit older, a little bit wiser. He's finding how to juggle, I guess, between being the creative person that he is, because he's constantly cranking out things. And then he's got to go out and he's got to do his 9-to-5 gig, too. So he's living real life just like everyone else in the city.
Yeah, he just put out like 6 projects in the second half of 2010 with projects he executive produced and, you know, like the 3 that he did himself. And also, he's already put one out in 2011 and executive produced another one. So
mm-hmm.
he's probably you just got to ride him sometimes.
Yeah, it sucks anyway. Whatever.
We'll get it done, man. It's a good project. He's an excellent producer. And matter of fact, the last issue of RVA Magazine, they did a good write up on him. Did you guys happen to?
Oh, yeah, that? Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, we want to kind of get to know. We want to use this time to get to know who Joey Rips is and maybe a little bit about Drastic as well.
So does everybody in Just Plain Sounds, is that like a requirement that you have to draw penises on everything?
No, that's just something I like to do.
Just a hobby.
I just like to put penises on things, whether it's mine or drawn one.
Don't call it a requirement, but it helps.
Seriously, you touch. You better so wash just your plain hands sounds, and you touch guys. The doorknobs.
Does you feel like it benefits you guys quite a bit working as a collective?
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, you know, just all as individuals, how does that really benefit you guys?
I'll be honest, man. I was kind of an amateur in hip-hop for a real long time. I just liked to dabble in it. It was something I had a lot of passion for, but I didn't get an opportunity to get out
Ain't
there.
Ain't much changed, huh?
Yeah, yeah, really. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You heard me rap, then. That's good news.
You can pick on me, too, man.
That's cool, man. It's what we do. You'll cut me off if you don't like what I got to say. But, no, I mean, I just didn't get an opportunity to be in an environment that it was as creative or as productive as it was until I went around JPS and saw these cats who had at least as much love for it as I did, who had the resources and the connections to actually get things done. I've met so many people who aren't even in hip-hop but are serious musicians because, you know, I've just been running around with a more, you know, serious group about it. JPS, man, they love hip-hop, man, and they're all about expansion and creativity, and that's kind of the environment that I found I fit right into. Mm-hmm. So it worked really well for me. I mean, I don't think I'm alone in that. I think you feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah. And as an MC, man, just to work in a collective of so many producers and so many of them good, all of them are good, you know, and it's to have that, you know, many different creative outlets when it comes to the production, just handing you material. So it drives your art as an MC because you have so many different palettes to paint over, you know?
Yeah, your focus makes sense. Too.
Now, can I be honest here? Because being that I am a part of JPS...
Lie to me then.
Yeah. You know, I only joined up when I heard you were a part Drastic.
Oh,
so.
Man, thank you. That's a good lie. I like that.
But the one thing, I mean, there's a lot of talent, man. There's good attitudes. Everybody is hospitable. They're all welcoming. It's... the best energy I've been, you know, rhyming for quite some time, and it's the best energy I've ever been fortunate enough to be a part of. The one thing that I think is really lacking is mixing. I think JPS needs like some sort of a dedicated studio that people can work out of, or, you know, just an exclusive engineer. You know, that's like the final key or piece that's missing, if you will, before we take over the world.
Me and Ann were talking about that the other day, actually. Me and Tony recently spent some time in the studio with Freeze, who is another person who just signed on to JPS. And
oh, nice.
Just
he's
his
dope.
His ethics in the studio. He runs Charged Up Entertainment, but his just the way he works in the studio was extremely professional. He knows how to deal with people, knows how to talk to people, but also knows how to get that sound out of them. And I was talking about Ann, like, if we ever get to a point where we're doing, like, another whole group album, man, we didn't need to all record in the same studio and have Freeze, you know, run everybody so we get that proper sound
now,
out.
Is Divine Sons, are they still Charged Up?
I'm not sure. I think Charged Up is just Noah O and Freeze now, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm not exactly sure, but that was just what I was under that impression.
All right, because they've been around for quite some time, yeah. Charged Up, man.
Yeah, all Black Liquid and all them. They went to high school together.
Yeah. I did some stuff with those guys. And Noah, man, another guy with great work ethic, man. He has been hungry for a long time. Yeah. So, cool, man.
Yeah, so... by the end of this year, what are you guys looking to accomplish? I mean, some set goals, a 5-year plan, maybe a world tour.
Yeah, do you have a 5-year plan to get you through the end of this year?
They're ambitious.
2011's been rough, and it's only the second month.
Music-wise, I guess I have a project I'm working on with Ghost World, an EP that's about to come out, and we want to have a full-length album done by the end of the year. Yeah.
And you, Son of a Thousand Pardons, will be playing some of that tonight. Yeah. That just dropped this year.
Yeah. Dropped, the 1st or the 2nd of February. Yeah, that dropped this year. So hopefully we'll have, if you include the Dead Tape that we're working on too, probably 4 projects, I guess, this year.
And that's just one facet of the organization.
Yeah. I mean, I did 3 projects last year. I'm going to try to do 4 this year. 3 will probably be the aim, but, you know, probably be the... Yeah. the what we will accomplish, but
now, what about you, Drastic? Do you have anything coming out?
Yeah, actually, I got my first EP with the label. I mean, I've been with them. I've been doing songs, the shows, and bit parts here and there, and just getting involved with it. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to dedicate, you know, the time to do it right recently to actually putting out work that I want to do that I'm happy with. So I'm about, you know, a stone's throw away from knocking out this first EP. I already got about 6-7 tracks that are all solid, ready to go. Working with everybody from the label. I got some tracks from Just Plain Ant, 88. I got some stuff that I did with Freeze. I got some stuff that I did with Samsung. 2 incredibly talented people. It's coming together real nicely. Nice. I just need to actually focus and get off my ass and do it, you know, basically. So between that and I think as far as what we're doing for the rest of the year, I think all of us are kind of leaning a little bit more towards getting a little bit more organic feel, getting some live instruments, getting some well, we're doing shows now, but getting some shows that are a little bit more towards what we want to be doing with them, you know, just a different feel, just kind of stepping it up a notch and getting, like you said, just getting an engineer in there doing his thing and just polishing it and making it a little bit more fine, making that diamond a little bit more solid.
Now, I went to school for engineering, and obviously, you know, the idea is to get the best sound you can, you know, recorded initially, but where it really makes the album is in the mixing, and also as well the mastering. So, you know, you can have all the right equipment if you don't have somebody behind those boards who knows what they're doing or who is intuitive enough to get a good sound out of it. Then, you know, it's going to sound subpar.
It's like taking a steak dinner and putting it on a trash can lid and serving it to somebody.
Yeah, or running like a Pinto through a car wash.
Still
a Pinto.
Something I noticed working with Blake on this Ghost World stuff too was having that producer right there when I'm sitting right there when he's making the beat, when he's chopping up the samples or whatever, and when we're recording and we're going back, and you know it's nice to be right there with him and be like, hey, drop out the drums here, you know, it sounds better with my voice, and a lot of times that's hard to get that chemistry when a producer's sending you a beat and then you're recording in your own studio or another studio. So that's something else I think we should do more often too. You know, we have so many producers, so many MCs, they should be in the room at the same time when we're making albums.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the route of JPS is going in that direction. Yeah. Ant's birthday is Monday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody, I would assume, is trying to link up.
Do something.
Mm-hmm. And kind of meet and talk about, like, forming a more cohesive structure. I mean, the time is right, man. It's Richmond. There's a lot of good people, a lot of talent involved. RVA is a huge resource for and a supporter of not only, you know, what we do at the radio show, but also what Just Plain Sounds is going to do. So, I mean, the time is right, man. And
they look out a lot, for sure.
Yeah, cool. RVA. Cool, man. So, I'd like to get into a song right now, but we're a couple of minutes behind. So we didn't actually talk about like where people could find out more about you, Drastic.
Oh man, you can check out my porn site. That's always real popular. No, but beyond that, anywhere you see JPS, I'll be found, man. I'm real big into it with the label.
Yeah, go to the Tumblr, the JPS Tumblr, and you'll find a link to Drastic SoundCloud on the JPS Tumblr. And also, I think you might be able to Google Drastic as well, or Drastic RVA. That's D-R-A-Z.
D-R-A-Z-T-I-Q. Had to make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah. And RVA, and you should be able to find it.
And Me, You, and Him did a song on your album together.
Yes, sir. We got that here, too.
Uh-huh. Nice. Oh, is that actually being played?
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's number three, I think.
And you were also, if people want to listen to some more of your tracks, they can hear you on the Just Plain Sounds For Your Listening Pleasure Volume 2 as well.
Yeah, you heard that. That's that track that I did with a couple people. Just Plain Ant was his name at the time. He produced it for his album, obviously, but I got on there with Samsung. Again, a really talented young lady. She does a lot of different stuff, jazz singing. She raps. She does it all. A little Lauryn Hill type, but just incredibly talented lady. So you'll see her. You'll see me on there trying to keep up with her, basically.
Yeah. Photos. That's Photosynth. Yeah, Samantha Photosynthesizers. Amazing.
Oh, really? That's Samantha.
Yeah, that's her.
Actually, I actually went to school with her, middle school and high school. Yeah, okay. We used to ride the same bus stop together.
Really?
Yeah. Her cousin Marcus was one of my best friends. Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart too.
Cool, and I saw pictures of her. She looks nothing like she did in high school. Yeah, she used to be decked out. I remember her coming to the bus stop decked out.
Yeah.
Cool, man. And what's the name of the EP when it drops, you know?
It's called Drastic Changes. It started out kind of supposed to be a documentary of what I had been to what I was, you know, in life. You know, I mean, hip-hop is supposed to speak. And
so a concept album?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Cool. And it's honestly, it's taken not only that, but now I'm talking about just in the past year, all the musical changes that I've gone through and the crew in general. Because there's bits and pieces from stuff that I recorded right when I walked in the door with JPS.
Uh-huh.
There's also some stuff that's going on that we recorded, you know, 10 minutes ago. So, I mean, it's constantly going on, and it's been kind of cool to keep up with that. And then I got a second project lined up after that. It's going to be called Warrior Poet. A little bit more of the same, but with a little bit more of a raw feel to it. So, I mean, this is kind of a little bit more laid back, just kind of unloading some of the knowledge I learned, basically. That's the whole idea behind the album. Just nothing too in your face, just speaking on things in life. You know, that's pretty much it. That's what's going on.
Cool. All right, man. Well, let's tell us about this song that we're about to play. It's a short one, man.
Yeah. Blink. The track is called Blink, produced by Just Plain Ant. It's just a song about me.
Nice.
Song about Joey Rips.
So lovely. I had aspirations, dreams that had imaginations of their own. It seemed that I was not alone. I thought could form a clone of exactly what I'd sown in the mind of a listener. I played it sinister, sat back and watched as you switch from minister to mindful. The wounds finish your ensemble. Darked about with light, but the essence still burns. The lessons still learned, that the prize isn't won. The job isn't done, if my voice isn't heard. This isn't life, if the choice isn't yours. Pull the trigger, take a hold of your fate. It never gets easy. Make no mistake in what I'm telling you. I'm just a fella who got to his feet and found heaven's view. I was not concerned with my revenue. I was blazing, sipping 40s with Seth and Shoe. Life was amazing. And it still is, my sonny still is. Life goes on, we all hit the skids. One day I'ma leave, till the day I'm still free. What it is, it will be. I'm not guilty, yet I'm not guilt-free. If you could feel me, I mean really understand me, you would know my truth and get what they can't see. My anti and my proxy, what I can be and what's not me. The future is a myth, the present here is rocky, the past is uncertain, but me, I'm not watching, grinning, I'm in action, living in the habit, you see my face, truth is hidden in my captions, I mean my words, death to me is absurd to even think of, man, it can be over if you blink once, I blink twice, then close my eyes, it is what it is, no surprise, you've been so deprived, pins over knives, money over nothing, keep your paper, I'm in it for the onions, what you running, or what you running from, part of me, I'm a son of one, what's done is done, I'm nicer than anyone under sun, one nation under guns, where the fuck you from, better pick a side, try to get rich or die, if this is how we living, ain't no one getting fly.
Yeah, yeah, I dig that track, man. I dig that track. Cool, man. We're gonna go ahead and run another one. It looks like you definitely padded our playlist tonight with some JPS stuff. So, this one, Blunt Raps, it's off your album.
Yes, sir.
Now, you do not condone the use of any kind of illegal substances, obviously, but you know sometimes it's good to write fantastic songs about topics and such.
Mm-hmm. Or just, I mean, I write blunt raps too sometimes.
So did you, did you have to like, get into character? Did you have to project yourself into a person or an individual who might partake in such illegal activities?
You asking if I took a bong hit before I wrote it? Okay.
Absolutely not, right?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't have to do that either.
So. Yeah, you're definitely not that kind of guy, and I can most definitely respect that. Now, Drastic, on the other hand, shady.
Sick person.
Cool, man. Well, let's. You guys want to hear blunt raps? Because I want to hear blunt raps. No? Yes?
I do.
Maybe. Sure, yeah.
All right, I want to hear it then.
I'd rather smoke a blunt.
No, you wouldn't.
Mom, get mad at
you. Yeah. How do I sound? Good? Uh-huh. Let's continue. Blunt raps and gun claps. If it's a new era, then why y'all still rocking dunce caps? Sun's whack, that's what they said when they first heard me spitting. Then they left and erased all their bands, forgetting that a man of my stature ain't concerned with a rapper. This was in the package that got me thinking after the racket is through. They might ignore me on stage, but they laughing at you. Who's to say who's the realest? Who's to say who's the illest? Who's to say I'll fucking kill it? Bring it back to life and put his brains on the ceiling. For real, if it's the last thing I ever wrote, I want you to sign your name and put them words up in quotes, just so you know I'm like off the recognition, up whatever's hitting. We in our own lane, following traditions, made my own name. And a few people listen, now I'm back again with a few missing, but it's all love and it always has been. I'ma keep holding chips, y'all can go ahead and cash in. My steez is log cabin, Unabomber, except I'm going out blasting. Seize the drama, lights, cameras, action. Set the scene and the table, loose leaf dreams and the fable. Fresh off the rack with the tag missing, JPS is the label. Just plain sound. Hip-hop scene without us. We're here now. Joey Rips. Gordy Michaels. Just plain air.
Yeah, man, I gotta say... I'm really digging the season's about to change. It's about to warm up. It's definitely thus far, man. You got that nice summertime. I'm kicking it with my boys and just rocking out to Joey Rip's "Son of a Thousand Pardons."
Just like in here, setting the mood. It's like it's like lighting candles.
Oh baby,
so mood setters right here.
So. Now you've been rhyming for a while, man. I've known you for a while. I actually met you through Derek, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. But you've only happened to do what, your eighth show so mm-hmm. far, right?
Yeah, about if I count, yeah.
And
7, 8.
I'm curious, like why did it take so long for you to make the leap and jump on stage?
I guess it's because the focus was always on recording and writing songs.
Product first, right?
And I guess, I mean, if you include all the how I met, and this is how I really, you know, met Derek, was doing open mic nights. I mean, if you include all that, then we did a bunch, you know. But
actually, I think we met working together. I think I met both you guys working
together. Yeah, I only worked there for like 2 weeks.
You were 2 weeks and you got fired.
I quit.
Everybody knows this clown. You got
fired. Officially ejected is what happened.
And I worked with you like Ruby Tuesdays. I mean, back in the day.
Way back around hurricane time, man. Back before Richmond changed, man. It was nuts. Yeah, we know each other a long time, Derek.
Cool.
I don't know if it looks in public too often.
It looks like we got a caller, man. You guys tell people that you were on the radio today?
Yeah, I told some people. Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. Maybe we have some listeners. Maybe we have some listeners. Are they on the horn?
Yeah, it's that Grandma Lucy chick, I think.
Oh, really? Lucy. This is our one listener, so I'm actually not surprised to hear from her. Is this Grandma Lucy?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Grandma Lucy? How are you today? Hello?
Hello, what I was can't that? Hear you guys. I have no sound on your
you can't hear us?
Computer. I can't hear.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. As the UN Security Council meets behind closed doors on whether to implement sanctions against the Libyan government.
Technical difficulties.
Obama is black.
This station is ridiculous.
How do you hang up on a woman like that?
Did we lose her?
No,
I'm still here.
Okay.
So I can't hear you guys.
We're having some technical difficulties tonight, but we got it fixed. Should be able to check it out, naked-jester.com. But thanks for checking on us, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm surprised you even remembered we were on the air, not to mention.
I love
like
you guys.
Our biggest fan. Right?
Yeah, our only fan. So a little backstory, because even though these guys are my friends, they don't support me and they're not listening to the show ever. So a little backstory: we did our first show, and Grandma Lucy, did you kind of happen upon?
Yes, I did.
She happened upon our show, and she called in because she just wanted to let us know that we're not funny at all. And,
smart lady.
She appreciates the effort, but she can make it. Exactly. So she's done a good job. Now, she usually has jokes, so I'm assuming that you have a joke.
Yes, I do.
Excellent. And what's this joke about? Where did the inspiration for this joke come from, Grandma Lucy?
Sounds hot, right?
Somebody sent it to me in a Christmas card. How do you like that?
Oh yeah. Well, our friend Drastic definitely he says that. That you sound hot, is that right,
yeah,
Drastic?
Yeah, you sound kind of sexy, if you don't mind my saying so.
How old are you, Lucy? You don't sound like a grandma.
Nothing better than a hot grandmother, right?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, you've seen my website. That's right.
So, tell us.
This elderly couple goes to the doctor, and the husband stays in the waiting room. The doctor says to the woman, do you have intercourse? And she goes out in the hall and says, honey, do we have intercourse? No, we have Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Awesome.
So that came to you in a greeting card?
Yes, it did.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you have anything a little more vulgar?
So was that Hallmark?
Oh, a little more vulgar?
Yeah, something a little more inappropriate but still legal for the radio.
Legal for the radio. Well, I can't say the F word then, huh?
Absolutely not. Not unless it's not unless it's fromage and, you know, you're in France or frog.
Well, okay. Let's see.
Or vagina.
In school in the health class, and the teacher draws two circles on the board and two little circles inside the circles. And the little Jane raises her hand and she says, I know what that is. Those are breasts. My mother has two of them. And she said, you're right. So she draws something else on the board and Johnny raises his hand and he says, I know what that is. That's a penis. My daddy's got two of them. And she says, no. You men don't have two penises. He says, oh, yes, he does. He has one he pee-pees out of and one he brushes mama's teeth with.
Oh, man.
That was actually perfect because we've got two guys in here drawing penises on everything.
Thank you.
Completely inappropriate. You know, I find it very interesting that you have this really clever, really progressive sense of humor. Do you have any children?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? Really? Would you happen to have any grandchildren or great-grandchildren?
I have 3 children, 6 grandchilden, and 2.5 great-grandchildren.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you something.
Whoa, how do you get half a grandchild or grand-grandchild?
And I would have just assumed that Grandma Lucy would probably be a grandma.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It could be a stripper name, I guess.
Well, I got to say, you know, your kids and your grandkids are very lucky to have somebody in the family with such an advanced sense of humor, Grandma Lucy.
And a sexy voice.
Thank you very much. That'll keep me calling in. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, we always love talking to you, and I hope you'll call in to us next week.
All right,
Grandma Lucy. Well, we love you, and
I love you guys. Okay.
I love you too.
We love you too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
So, Dan, what do you, Dan? Grandma Lucy, you think of bringing her on board at some point? Maybe get her in here on the show.
I'm definitely trying to replace Manzelli with her.
Hey, Manzelli.
Yes.
Manzelli, you're fired.
What?
Fired Manzelli?
You bastards! You guys are stupid.
I'm going to go play in traffic right now.
Hey, with that.
All right, Manzel, you're rehired. You're rehired.
Thank you. Now I'm not going to be hanging from my neck in a closet.
Well, with
not
that,
late
I
PM
have
anyway.
To. I have to. I got to take a break. I got to go throw up. So we'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
New from Spoofco's line of candy and Ben dolls comes Sweet Talkin' Ben.
What's up, bitch?
Now you can have even more fun with Candy's jock, douchebag, metrosexual, Jersey Shore reject boyfriend, Ben.
I didn't spend 3 hours in front of the mirror for you to try to run your goddamn fingers through my hair.
Sweet Talkin' Ben's pre-programmed phrases were developed using the best character traits from reality show tool bags. Now you can make Ben say all sorts of alluring lines.
God, you're such a nagging bitch.
And?
Haha, that's why I banged your 17-year-old sister, Dan.
And after dinner, you can make Ben say all those romantic things that Candy loves to hear.
Well, say you and I pick up a case of Smirnoff Ice, you call some of your friends, and I bang all of you.
Sweet Talkin' Ben, new from Spoofco.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning?
Shut up!
Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch.
The messages of the Self-Esteem Alarm Clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Speakers rattle as we proceed to keep smoking your weed. Smell the herb burning, smoke floating in the air. The horn man swinging, chosen for my share of the glare of the limelight. Let me get my spot, let me rhyme tight. Soul burning hot as I get my mic. Then I turn to the crowd, they like words sun burning to the ground. Spitting so hard that the sound man turn me down. Hit the ball, shoot my bourbon down. Now I'm in my car, swerving round. Driving by every curb in town, bumping James Brown. I'm in my heyday now, so you better make way so I can make sounds. Don't need to get paid.
but I wanna be heard. If a rapper shit made, I can tell by his purse. I ain't worried about nothing, you can tell by my smirk. You can tell from my life, I was raised by a jerk. Three little words that I learned as a boy, and they go, crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy.
New school, but I must have missed the orientation. Back for class after a long summer vacation. After math, too many days wasted. Pasty faced it. Read the basement with my last act of respiration. All this talk of get backs and denigration. Alienation of my whole alienation. The whole city knows which way the dirt rolls. Karma has a way of getting cases to close. Enough for the negative, I step with good people. To equalize the negative steps up to the steeple. Betting it's increased when I pass into the sequel. Free of this evil, straight, safe, laden, legal. Ain't nothing else saving me, a volunteer lover. Lay low, jump and get pushed, we're here, lover. Bobbing for a rubber, the marksman is gone. Serving you exactly what you needed all along. A little crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy.
Leave it blank at that.
Crush, kill, destroy.
Once upon a time there was a man named even though it's obvious he'll remain anonymous. The average type of cat that most people would think. But his superhuman power's his ability to drink deadpan head first when crashing your event. Drying up the liquor before you even make a dent. And it's crazy, this dude should have been had cirrhosis. 151 in his gullet, he's explosive. He never met a keg, he knew he couldn't float. When extending invitations, better make a mental note. Never solo, the two of them be fucking up the karma. Captain Alcoholic sidekick is Mr. Drama. And so they bring it when their chemical consumption directly affects the brain's ability to function. Another sad song, y'all know the deal. And the story had to end when they hopped behind the wheel and got crushed.
Crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy. Crush, kill, destroy.
Yeah. And that was Crush, Kill, Destroyed by Joey Rips, man. Good song, good song. It started off all right, got a little bit better. But by the end, man, that joint was hot. Who was that, man?
You
hey,
love
let's,
you.
Let's play that again, but just the last verse.
Oh man.
Hey, speaking of which, man, I know we talked a little bit. We were hanging out the other night, man. I know we talked a little bit about, like, playing your own stuff out. Do you do that as well, like, when you do a song, Drastic?
What are you talking about?
When you make a song, when you write a song and you record it and it's done, like, do you put it in your CD deck and just play it and play it and play it?
Without sounding too cocky about it, I've gotten to the point where I would rather listen to a JPS CD than listen to the radio any day of the week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I will definitely, you know, you always get a little tickle when you hear yourself on a CD. But quite frankly, I've come to the point where I like what we do better than what I like on the radio anyway. Uh-huh. So, I mean, absolutely. Sure, I listen to all our stuff.
Well, I'm like, I gotta admit, man, I am definitely, you know, I make my songs for myself.
Right.
Like, period. I make them for myself. If other people like them, I don't care. You know, I'll put in a CD and just play it out, man. It's always been like that. But I do run into MCs who will not listen to their stuff.
I don't get that.
A lot of times they won't listen to this stuff with other people. That's what it is. I feel like that sometimes, too, because when it comes to a dissection thing, you know, when you're really, like, tearing yourself down and listening to your music, you don't really want to be around anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
That's like something private almost, you know?
Your own worst critic.
Uh-huh.
Marlon Brando didn't watch his own films either, though, so
exactly.
I can't knock it too hard. I mean, that's one of the greats.
Yeah, but he was...
amazing.
He was insane, too.
He was crazy.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Derek? Now, do you listen to your stuff?
I mean, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, yeah, you want to be by yourself. Sometimes somebody will play your stuff around you, and you're almost kind of like...
See Derek openly weeping over his own songs.
It's kind of a weird thing, hearing yourself, I guess, like that. Oh, it's kind of the same way with the radio show, listening, you know?
Yeah.
Just hearing yourself talk sometimes is a weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do what y'all do every, you know, every week. I'd probably trip.
It's a lot easier than it looks or sounds. Now, I'd ask Manzelli, but he listens to nothing but his own music. Oh, so.
Dude, I pleasure myself while listening to my own music, so, you know, I am vain, but I am man enough to admit it.
I am my biggest influence.
Right. You're damn right, D-Rock.
Oh, man.
Cool, man. So, Crush, Kill, Destroy, that is not actually a hook that you wrote. It's,
no.
It's like an homage to...
Organized Confusion, Crush, nice. Kill, Destroy, Stress, is how the song goes.
And a lot of people who might listen to this show one day
they probably have no idea who Organized Confusion is.
I can tell you every member, but you know the I want to say it's three people. Pharoah Monch, well, you know, one of my favorite MCs of all time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, like Freddie Fox, man, he's the epitome of a style like mine.
Was he in Organized Confusion too?
No, I'm just saying the.
I was about to say.
No. I'm saying that the if you have the delivery, you have the cockiness, the arrogance that you can pull off talking about almost anything.
Yeah. What you're saying.
Speaking of those rappers, man, influences, man. Influence. If you could build a super, say you built your super futuristic rap robot, it was all complete. All
right.
And now you had to program it with your favorite personality traits of
that's easy.
You know, the rappers that you looked up to. What traits would you take and why?
It's gonna have Nas's voice because Nas just has one of the best voices ever, I think, in rap music. It's gonna have AZ's like.
Swagger?
Flow, like it's just the way he uses, he combines syllables and words, and his multis are just amazing. So AZ's flow and just like Jay-Z's like swagger, you know, that attitude of just being the best.
I always liked AZ's swagger.
Yeah.
I thought he had that, like, you know, I just, you know, I'm doing me, I don't have to try too hard, I'm just doing me. And and that's it, man. That's all you would you put into it.
I think what Dan is fishing for is where would he be on that?
He's fishing for. Well, he actually
the entire time.
You're just
that's Dan's.
Nope.
So that's it, man. You'd only drop no, and I'm not fishing for myself. I mean, there's other things. There's the, you know, there's Wu-Tang out there. There's Redman. Yeah. There's
and that all's influenced me, man. But I mean. As far as rapping goes, I would say AZ has really influenced the way I try to write a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it comes to, like, musical influences, though, I mean, I draw from everything from the Grateful Dead and the Doors to weird hippie bands y'all probably never heard of. I mean, anything, man. Just, I don't know.
You're an artist, man. You're compelled to create, right?
Try to be honest with what I talk about, you know, in the music. So that's what you try to... Anything that seems honest is something I would draw from, you know?
Yeah, and what about you, Drastic Man? How would you program
I'm
your?
I'm a huge Britney Spears fan. Huge.
I knew it. And based on that Tupac tattoo on the small of your back,
right there in the transplant barrier. Yeah.
I assumed it would be Britney Pac.
Yeah, pretty much, man. That's the name of the robot, actually. Well,
not everyone has the privilege of seeing it, but he also has this really nice Justin Timberlake. Tattoo. I won't tell you where it is.
It's not finished, but it will be.
I mean,
more money.
There's not too many people out there that have Thug Life tattooed across the spine of their back. I wouldn't want to run into you in a dark alley. Hey, it caught my eye.
Nah, man. If I had to get down and really serious to it, I mean, when I was growing up, there was no access to anything that you would call good these days. It was strictly, I was a military brat, so I was in Germany, I was in Alaska. We got 6 month leftovers of whatever got rejected from the 48.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I started out just trying to find the best lyricists I could. You know, I would sit there and I would dissect an album, listen to Tupac forever, listen to Nas, listen to all those albums, and just see what I could take from it. And when that started to get a little bit dry, I just kind of pulled away from hip-hop altogether, rap as opposed to hip-hop. And then once I got back into it, this dude named Red, he's a hip-hop guru, he's been doing it for a very long time. He kind of got me freestyling again, so I started ripping it up a little bit with him. And then he got me onto some of the more underground stuff, which I know we got some fans of in here. I don't have to even talk about that. But if I was building a robot, man, it would start with Sage Francis. His versatility and the way his mind bends around subjects has always been a huge draw for me. I got over his whole lack of swag, so I like to get back a little bit more towards early Jay-Z, early Nas, back before they got a little bit too big for their britches, even though they were kind of born that way, I guess. But just finding anybody who's got the ability to put together amazing lyrical content with that right attitude. I mean, I don't care who you rap, what you rap, as long as you do it truly, and that's pretty much all I look for. So if I was going to build a robot,
I'd be in it. That's cool.
You would be in it. Yeah. You would be. You'd be the right small pinky of it. But it'd be cool, man. Nah, man. That's pretty much it, man.
I'd be the toenail.
Anything
the big
that inspires
toenail.
You, anything that gets your body going, anything that makes your head think at the same time. It's the biggest aphrodisiac in the body is your brain, man.
Yeah. Now we know that Joey over here has been compared to Lupe Fiasco. Who have you ever been compared to? Because you have
Cage,
Borat. I got Borat a lot for a long time. Nah, man.
Not who you look like.
Man. Yeah, I can't, trust me. I've been called Tom Green in 14 states and 3 countries. I've been called Ali G from. Oh man, I got Ali G so many places, man. When I grew the beard out, I was to get away from that. I think for a little while, go back to the goatee.
True that.
As soon as he came out with Bruno, I was like, I'm done. I'm off this train.
You're not considering frosting your tips, man.
Oh man, that's tomorrow.
Putting on some vinyl pants.
You know, if I do that, it's gonna cover up my tattoo. So
yeah.
No, really compared to anybody, nah. Okay. Everyone's always like, you got your own style. I mean, I could sit there and pick out 17 little things that sound like somebody else, but I couldn't say I really fit into anybody's shadow.
It's your voice, man. I can't put... There was an Italian MC from Boston.
There's another Italian rapper besides the two of us?
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty, man.
Really?
There's plenty. Yeah, there was actually... when I was in Salt Lake City, man, there was a whole group of them that were called the Dagos.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they used to get down, man.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they were all older cats, but, you know, in Salt Lake City, besides Polynesian...
Yeah, I used to live in Ogden. I was 15 minutes up the
road.
Yeah,
I used to hang out in Ogden. Yeah?
Yeah,
I used to...
Why?
They were actually from Provost.
That's even further out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. That's down towards Vegas.
And, I was in Cottonwood Canyon.
Okay.
So I was kind of in the middle, but I used to come out to Ogden, man.
White
and,
people.
Yeah. But, yeah, Italian was about, besides Polynesian and Hawaiian, Italian was about as ethnic as it got out there.
You were the minority out there, man. They pay attention to Italians out there. It's
There was an MC named Manchild, a black guy from Ogden. Did you know him?
Probably met him because there was only, like, 6 black people in the entire city, to be honest with you. I mean, I couldn't say that we were, like... close or anything like that. At the time, you have to understand, in Utah, at that time, I rolled in just being me. I'm a pretty laid-back dude, and they were calling me Tupac.
Yeah.
Because there was nobody, like, I would talk about rap, and they'd be like, wow.
Ogden's weird, though, man.
Ogden's a weird town, man.
When did you live there in Salt Lake City?
I got there from 99 to 2000.
I was there during that
you
time.
You were the other Italian dude, except for that rap. Wow.
The, did you ever go to Up Rock? There was a hip-hop shop. Out in Salt Lake City.
No.
It was dope, man. You should have made the trip out to Salt Lake.
Honestly, I went to Salt Lake City. The only thing that I knew was going on in Salt Lake City was every
Bricks.
Once in a while we try and sneak into a club somewhere because I was
Bricks.
Underage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Bricks. I could have gotten you in, man.
I got in on my own once in a while. It was ridiculous. But
was it the one that they take the top off?
I want to say
during the summer?
It's been like 12 years, but when I was there, it was wintertime, and it was dark. Uh-huh. It was real dark, but it was cold.
Yeah, good time, man. Those girls out there go crazy, right?
Oh, man, you got your prayer book with you? Yeah. They're going to go nuts, man.
They think, there's this kind of stigma. I don't think of it as a stigma or generalization that, you know, Catholic girls are so held down. Can't think of the word for it.
Repressed.
Repressed. That you know, they're like closet freaks. The Mormon girls.
Chicks?
Oh my God.
Where's it's that?
Like,
yeah.
You can find the right Mormon girl. Crack. Oh man, you won't leave the house for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's just one out of like 50. You got to really kind of you got to sift through it. But no, there's some interesting cats out in Utah, man. It's a they call it the Beehive State for a reason. It's a real bizarre kind of place.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we were going to play a game called, we've been doing these interactive games called Is It Edible? But we left it up to Chris Manzelli. When we play these games, what we do is we have a close-up picture of something, and you have to tell us, you know, like we did the bearded occupation game. They had to guess the guy's occupation based on a close-up of his beard. The crying game, we showed like movie posters and they had to guess which one of us cried to it. And we were going to do Is It Edible with you. So we left this task to Chris Manzelli, who decided he wanted to partake in some gin last night. And he came in with Should've a stack of pictures with close-ups of like cake icing. And then it's like a cake or like a donut. And it's a donut. But usually, you know, it'd be like... you can use your imagination.
Right.
It'd be like a hot dog, and then the real you say it's edible, and the zoom out is like a fat naked guy with a hot dog, you know, like sitting on his belly.
The answer is yes. It's edible.
So it's just a clever way to make you guys laugh. Well, We weren't going to show you pictures of wedding cakes today. So, so we'll talk a little bit about food because...
I was hammered and I was hungry.
I would eat this. I would eat this too.
If we were to play the game, everything was edible. Okay.
Hey, the manhole cover wasn't edible.
But you're a big guy, Joey, man. You like to get down on the grub, right?
I'm a chef too, man. So I do for a living.
Yeah, and you know a lot about food, man. Where are the best spots to eat in Richmond, man? Where are your favorite spots?
If you
want
to take a girl somewhere and impress them, man, take them to Zeus's Gallery on Belmont. That's the best restaurant in the city.
Now, what's the damage food there?
You're going to go. If you go in there,
it's
you want to get a bottle of wine and you want to get an appetizer and two entrees, you're going to spend like $150.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Even on Belmont, man?
Waffle House.
It's a good restaurant, though. I mean,
in all fairness, when Kelly talks about taking a girl out and impressing her, what he's talking about is taking her to the parking lot in front of a restaurant.
When he talks about impressing her, all he's doing.
Let me tell you about the Bookbinder's parking lot, man. That is 5-star.
Yo, baby, when I blow up, I'm going to take you here every night to eat, yo. Nah, man, speaking of Waffle House, Chris, I don't know about you guys, but I like to play games sometimes when I go to places like Waffle House, and my favorite game to play, now it's changed, they try to reset their image a little bit.
Classing it up, definitely.
Yeah.
Class up Waffle House.
But my favorite thing to do was to try to count a full set of teeth from all the teeth in the mouth of every single employee in there. And I got to tell you this, up until recently, I could barely even fill, you know, like one side of the face.
Yeah, I go to Denny's, dude. I mean, Waffle House, no. That's just, I'm a rapper, dude. Yeah.
Please, man, I used to roll with many, many a rappers to the Waffle House.
It's nothing more gangster than a Waffle House,
you know?
So, what about you, Drastic, man? Where do you get down on the grub?
It depends on the kind of night I'm trying to have. If I got something I need to make up for, I want to go somewhere and ask go to, like, it's called Cafe Bobette down in Chaco Slip. Amazing French restaurant. Just tried it for the first time. You're probably going to spend about $100, $120 there. You know, have a real good meal, though. Ask for Lauren. She took care of me.
I can't afford these places, man. Nope. I'm looking for something with a dollar menu.
Dude, hook me up. Aladdin's, that is the place. Me and Tony lived together. Me and Jurassic lived together. Aladdin's, we just got to give them a shout-out because they always hook us up.
They know us, man.
If you're in the city and you want something to eat, you know,
or
up
you
until 3 in the
smoke
morning.
Smoke a hookah.
You can smoke a hookah.
359-8500, Aladdin's. I got that memorized.
They owe you guys a free dinner.
Oh, they give us free. order the bird's nest.
You guys live right around the corner from the Kroker spot, man.
Yeah,
Last time I talked to you, have you hit that place up?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of their food?
It's good. You know,
one of my buddies.
Service, but, you know.
Yeah, and watch out, man. Some of those girls will get your money. Mm. They'll bring you back a different amount of change. One of my boys actually works in the back. He cooks a lot of that stuff. I'll tell them you said the food. I'll tell them compliments from a chef.
I tried to work there a couple months ago. They weren't hiring, though.
Yeah.
The thing about
white
Kroger, man, is that it's too close for us to drive, but I don't want to walk through my neighborhood and get shot on the way there, so I'm trying to catch them, too. Like, is it worth driving to Kroger's? And I'm like, I don't know. So we'll see.
Cool, man. Well, let's play a song before we cut and take a break, man. Tell us about this show.
What's the name on it? The fourth one, right?
Pick Your Weapon.
Pick Your Weapon. This is a Just Plain Ant produced song. This is just one of those songs about lyricism, no chorus. It's about 4 minutes. Straight rhyming. Enjoy.
Do it.
At a time, so we manage it with mind. But my life and my rhyme intertwined in design. Is it divine when the words of a song are no longer words? And you carry that truth as a burden. See, I take that and birth it, nurse it, nurture it, feed it good, then I burn it. Energy is energy, that weight makes me strong. If I reflect the words of the songs, I'm doing better than before. That ain't saying nothing wrong, I ain't saying nothing's wrong. I try and stay above it all. Why do lovers fall? Why do quarrels rise? Why am I still here, but my good friends died? No reply, but I ask that to say this. If you ain't living in the present, then your life is not a gift. It's good to reminisce.
witness, but don't get stuck in the past. But lost in the future, there's many different paths, but only one will suit you, my friend. You'll know it in the end, but I hope you see it sooner. You're focused in on them, but I see it shining through you. Let it open up and use you, feel it flowing through you. Harness what you got and put it to the music. Let it be heard, let the people choose it. This is my word, I am done with stop holding hands. Now
Caleb, technician from
nice with the mic and precise with the sutures. Coolness, no matter what the weather see, I can stitch you up and put you back together. But I don't wanna make you better, I ain't gonna fix your problems. My highness, it'd be an honor to solve them. Had a kindness, I promise. But if you take a look, what you'll find is the blindness is blocking out your optics. My sidekick used to be my pilot. My pilot used to hold me down in silence, but the silence was born out of violence. And even when the times were dark, everything seemed vibrant. I'm honest, but perception is a bitch. Heaven is a crutch, the essence of my stints. Yeah, I'm living on a hunch. If you're living on the fence, man, you're living out of touch. We're all living out of time, but I live without a watch. So you're living on the crime. What you living for is not. I see you giving what you got, but you gotta keep pressing. Release those demons and keep those blessings. Speak your peace, but keep them guessing. Feel that rhythm.
Zero.
Oh yeah, that's official sports talk music, right there.
That is correct.
It is official. So tell everybody.
I am pumped, man. Let's do this.
I feel like talking some sports. Do you?
Let's do it.
So who do we have on the line here?
Got my brother and my old man calling in.
Nice.
That you got him on the line?
Almost. Hello, guys. Are you there, gentlemen?
Good evening, good evening.
So we have Justin and Bill Vera on the line. Is that correct?
That's it, buddy. I think that's who we are. I think so. That's
nice. Hey, something interesting. We kind of had the phones fixed tonight, so it's not this crazy me having to turn dials while feedback is going through mics. So it should be smooth and painless, I'm hoping, unless I have the urge to punch Manzelli in the face, which that does come every once in a while.
Which you'd have to get up and open a door, and it would cause total chaos.
So so can I call you the, what should we call you guys, the Veras?
You know, we'll work on that.
work in progress.
So the Veras, let's talk sports.
What is going on?
Well, I mean, right now we're coming into the last week of labor negotiations in the NFL. If they don't get anything done by next Friday, we'll officially have a lockout on our hands and start crying because we might not have football next year.
That would seriously make me cry, since it's like crunch time. They got to get something done.
But we will have baseball.
Yeah?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Last time you watched a full baseball game.
So, Justin, what are your predictions? Does it get done? Does it not get done?
Not by Friday. No way.
Okay.
No way.
Well, I agree.
So Bill, no, you don't play fantasy football, do you, Bill?
No, I do not. Not a fantasy football guy.
When are you going to jump on the bandwagon? I mean, you did it with the Bills.
I'm not, man.
And now you should jump on the bandwagon and play fantasy football with us.
Can't do it. You know, you play. I got nothing against guys playing fantasy football. It's a lot of fun and all this, but I don't know, I got a lot of buddies who, you know, they'd be watching their team and they're all of a sudden rooting for somebody else against them because they're going to get some fantasy points.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, right?
Reason.
You know, that's
my big thing. I couldn't root for the Bills to win and have Ben Roethlisberger throw 5 touchdown passes. That's what
to do. Yeah, I always sit players, you know, when it's if my player, no matter if it's, you know, a fantasy franchise player, I'll sit them if they're playing the Steelers, man, because I just can't deal with it.
How many leagues are you in?
Me? I try to keep it at 1. For a while there, I did 3, but it's just too much. Like, you know, I end up slouching on the ones that I'm losing, which is not good sportsmanship. So I try to keep it at 1 so I can just kind of do my thing and you know, be a good sport.
That's a lot of what this lockout could affect is a lot more than just the players and the owners. I mean, there's a lot of people that watch the NFL these days just because they're into fantasy football. I mean, it took off over the last few years. And, you know, you got casual football fans that might turn a game on for a little while. Now they're sitting there with three games on and their computer going. You know, fantasy football, though, is like showing pictures of your kids and grandkids to people. Nobody really cares. You're talking football. And all of a sudden, they start talking about their fantasy team. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Oh, cool, man. So as much as I can talk football, does it kind of feel, I know we have the lockout, and until the draft, does it kind of feel like we're kicking a dead horse talking about football when the season's not going on, guys?
Well, football season is 12 months a year now. You know, you got the NFL Network, the key. As a matter of fact, the Combine's going on this weekend, where all the
I was watching.
Hopefuls are getting together to show their stuff to the scouts and coaches, and so there's always something with the NFL to watch. There were a few signings this week. Teams are trying to sign all their franchise players, get things buttoned up for this season. Because if they do have a lockout, they will have no contact with the players at all.
Uh-huh.
For example, Tampa Bay signed Rondé Barber. He'll be coming back for his 15th season this year. 1 year deal.
He's getting old, man.
Yeah.
Getting old.
And, you know, all the franchise tags are putting on these guys. So they're trying to wrap up what they can. But
and, you know, there's always the side stories, just like last week you talk about Albert Hainsworth and Mark Sanchez trying to get with women and stuff, and that keeps the league. And then they always have side stories. Now they're talking about
what about
rules on concussions.
The tragedy that just struck recently.
Well, you know, something like that, you know, they've really made the safety an issue, and it should be. But you're not going to make this game completely safe. Tragic thing this week, Dave Duerson used to be a defensive back for the Bears back in the 85 Super Bowl team with that great defense.
Uh-huh.
He committed suicide this week.
Tragic.
He was 50 years old, and actually instead of a suicide note, he sent text messages to his family asking that his brain be examined for, chronic traumatic encephalopathy or something like that, which is a degenerative disease tied to depression, dementia, and it leads to suicide. So the man knew what he was doing, and I'm sure the NFL will, you know, use that as far as, you know, the concussion studies, things like that. Matter of fact, Justin, you mentioned to me today that if a guy even looks wobbly now,
that's
league rule, he's out of the game.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to talk about in the negotiations right now. It's just, this game's gotten so much bigger and faster and stronger. I mean, these guys are going at each other full speed. It's a fine line because you want to keep it a physical game because that's what sells. But at the same time, it's not the safety is a bigger issue now when they're that much faster and stronger. I mean, concussions are on the rise. One reason might be because more people are coming out and saying, yes, I have a concussion, where back in the old days they'll just stay in the game. But I remember a specific incident that they showed where Jason Witten, the tight end for the Cowboys, was wobbling around, getting up after a play, and he came back in during later that game, and now they're trying to make it where they see him wobble or show any sign of a head injury, he's out.
Well, good example, too. I don't know if you all remember the Super Bowl. Denver was playing against Green Bay, and Terrell Davis, the running back for the Broncos, he's always suffered from bad migraines.
Yeah.
And he had a migraine during the Super Bowl where he couldn't see.
And they put him in as a decoy.
The coach wanted him to go back into the game. He said, "Coach, I can't see." And Shanahan's remark was, "You don't have to see for this play. You just need a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see that happen anymore."
Yeah.
I think if that happened today, Shanahan probably would have been fined pretty heavy.
Probably would have been fined for that now.
Cool. And there's some stuff going on in NASCAR as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just had the Daytona 500. Didn't you watch?
Absolutely not. A little too monotonous for me, the driving in the circle.
I tried to figure out, Derek. I know.
And they're turning left. And they're turning left again. They're wasting gas.
How much gas they actually go through.
How much gas did they actually go through?
I couldn't figure it out. I tried to figure out what kind of mileage they get, because they have 17-gallon tanks, and they traveled 500 miles. So, I mean, I just couldn't figure out how much they actually get per mile. So, but I'm saying that they go through a lot of gas. But anyway, it was definitely a faster Daytona 500 than ever. They repaved the track, so every car was going over 200 miles an hour.
And they had to pretty much team up in two. It was like watching two cars as one go around.
Yeah. And Trevor Bayne came out victorious, youngest guy to ever win the Daytona 500 at the age of 20.
Which he just turned the day before the race.
Yep. So that was a cool story to watch.
And they've got Army and Navy now have a car, and does Navy have a car as well?
Army, Navy, and National
national. Nice. Although,
go Army. By the way, I'm sorry to cut you off, Bill, but go Army. My brother is representing this country over in Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
And go Army. I hope they win something.
Well, this week, Congresswoman, Democratic Congresswoman from Minnesota, Beth McCollum, or Betty McCollum, she put an amendment on a bill this week to pull all NASCAR sponsorship for the armed services. Now, it was voted down this week, by the
Good.
Way, but
yeah.
NASCAR uses that to recruit, and they're going to have a recruitment budget to begin with, and it's a good tool for them to recruit, like it or not. We need a military, and
it's definitely proven successful.
Yeah. Now, I'll cut out the tax breaks for NASCAR, absolutely, let them stand on their own, stand or fail, but they're using that for recruiting tools. So.
You know, it just seems like, I don't want to get into politics because this show isn't about politics, but it seems like the people on the Hill do stupid things like that just to kind of waste time.
Well, it's like getting into baseball and getting into all this. You know, there's better stuff that you can be doing.
Absolutely.
It's almost like it's a way to get their name out. You know, sitting on Congress, going to, like,
it's campaign literature for their re-election.
Exactly. That's all it is. So,
nice.
It's really not a big deal.
Cool. And March Madness is coming up. Have you been doing your homework, Justin?
I've been doing a little research on it, you know, trying to keep up with it. I like to focus more on the local teams just because it's fun to me.
Uh-huh.
Definitely this week in the CAA, ODU has really made their mark. They beat William & Mary today 77-58. They might not even have to win the CAA tournament to get into the big dance because they're looking strong.
Word.
George Mason's playing right now. They're winning. And VCU continues their struggle. They lost to JMU today 72-69.
Wow.
Their only chance now would be to win the CAA tournament, which starts on March 4th and will go through the 11th, and that'll be at the Coliseum. I'm going to probably try to go to a couple of those games. It's usually pretty exciting to watch. And the big game tonight is number one Duke visiting Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech has a history of knocking off number one teams when they come into Blacksburg to play. So it'll be a good matchup to watch. And Virginia Tech definitely needs this win to solidify their chances to get into the tournament. So it'll be something exciting to watch.
What time's that starting on what channel?
That'll be at 9 on ESPN.
Okay, nice, nice. Maybe I'll, are you going to be at your house or are you at the Mr. Vera's house tonight?
I'm at Mr. household right now.
Maybe I'll come over and watch the game with you guys.
Vera Manor.
make some wings.
Hey, Monday night we've got the Central District High School Championships coming up too, boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
At the Siegel Center, the girls start at 6 o'clock. Thomas Dale will be taking on Cosby to go to the state. And in the boys' bracket, we got Highland Springs and LC Bird. They'll be tipping it off at 8 o'clock. Highland Springs beat number one Petersburg 67-61 in overtime the other night, and LC Bird in 1-point game over John Marshall 65-64. So, shaping up for some good finals in both boys and girls in high school.
Highland Springs is gangster. so is Petersburg, by the way. My question is Cosby. Do they have what it takes to cut the mustard against Thomas Dale?
Category. you know what?
Who should I put my money on, Bill?
we're,
and I better win.
We're betting on high school basketball. Really?
That was good.
I bet on YMCA basketball.
Okay.
That took long enough.
I bet on the pickup games at Rockwood Park. So, guys, before we let you go, is there anything else we should know about in the world of sports?
Well, we've got a few things going on. The NHL, the Hurricanes.
Okay, that's all the time we have. I'm just kidding.
Like
go ahead.
That's cool. Well,
we'll give you the results of the hockey fights instead of the scores.
Let's do that.
That's what I care about.
It'll be something you can do, Daniel, I think you'll enjoy. I YouTubed NHL brawls today for like a half hour, and it was awesome. Just watching them throw down the gloves and go at it was pretty sweet.
That sounds like something I would enjoy.
Well, yeah, you know, great. Well. You know, they throw down their gloves to beat the hell out of each other's helmets.
They lose teeth sometimes. They get pretty. Those enforcers, man, they get. Hockey is a. I mean, it's like football, man. That's a sport I'm
into.
Can't
run out of bounds in hockey.
Yep. Oh, exactly, exactly. I love it. All right, guys. Well, thank you for being part of the Vera Show. I mean, you're obviously family, so you're obligated to be on here. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here, but
adopt you.
All right. Yeah. Can I take the Vera name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Score. Oh,
not in this state. You can't.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you for calling in, and until next week, I hope we get to talk to you, Bill.
All righty, buddy.
Because I'm gonna miss you. All right? All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Later.
Cool, man. So it's always good to have your family call in. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I will definitely hate to see your dad go if he doesn't want to be part of our inappropriate humor, I understand. Hello? Why can't I hear you?
I can hear you.
Oh. Okay, anyways, we're going to go ahead and cut to some commercials, guys, and then we'll be back to talk more with Joey Rips and Drastic. Did you guys enjoy the sports report?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I played fantasy football with you this year, if you don't remember.
Yeah, you were taking a nap.
And I think I was robbed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You started off really, really laxed, and then you came around in the end.
Yeah, and I got robbed because there was no playoffs.
The Idaho Brett Favre's, I remember.
Yeah, Idaho Brett Favre's.
All right, guys, let's take a break.
Hey, this is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys told somewhere in the Damilat Duchmana, Afghan and Wally Katle.
Hey babies, yous listen up. This is Joey Schlong, owner, founder, CEO, and head instructor of Joey Schlong's Porn School for Underprivileged Girls. I want to ask you some questions. 1. You ever get told that you ain't bad looking in the right light? 2. Do old fat guys notice you and lick their lips? 3. Are you flat ass broke and looking for a quick ego boost and some cash? Well, I got the deals for yous, babies. We're accepting oral applications to my Porn School for Underprivileged Girls. As head instructor, I promise you'll learn important porn industry skills like how to hide track skids, stretch marks, and ass pimples with regular makeup, satisfying multiple partners of varying races in a warehouse setting, the benefits of removable dentures while performing duties, how to keep your breath fresh during lesbian scenes, why a dirty Sanchez is not necessarily dirty, and how to score that lead role by sucking up to the director. Literally. But that's not all. Trust me, I'm on the radio. So if you're tired of pole dancing, waitressing, and going to college classes, give me a call, babies. You can find me at the Wet Kitty Adult Bookstore on the corner of Ramit and Hard. Ask the clerk for Big Schlong. He'll know who you mean. Come by in the next 20 minutes and we'll process your oral application right here in the store. What a freaking deal. Joey Schlong's Porn School for Underprivileged Girls. Satisfying hundreds of men, one girl at a time.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I suffer from a condition called diverticulitis. I used to go out dancing every Friday, but since my colostomy, I've been staying at home watching Lifetime Network movies and reading cheesy romance novels. I'm so depressed. I need to go out again, but I can't find any shoes to go with this hideous colostomy bag. I want my old life back.
Don't despair, Sandra. Spoofco's medical fashion accessory division has got you covered with the new colostomy purse. The colostomy purse is a fashionable, alternative fecal vacuum storage pouch that hangs conveniently from your shoulder.
What a lovely handbag.
It's not a handbag, it's a colostomy purse.
Choose from your favorite color or pattern. Attach the intestinal milking apparatus to your stoma incision. Turn on the sub pump, and you're ready to dance the night away.
I really like your purse.
Thank you.
Feel safe walking the streets alone with the colostomy purse theft protection system.
Give me your purse, bitch.
Take that.
Ah!
And for those guys too insecure about their sexuality for the colostomy satchel, coming soon, the colostomy fanny pack, new from Spoofco.
back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Hey, you know what song that is?
Mm-hmm. What is that? A new music? Justin Bieber song, isn't it?
That is. It is. Yeah. Very, very good.
You know all the Justin Bieber songs, son.
Good ear.
Well,
good
see,
ear.
I know
me
Justin.
And Jay Beeb like this, dog.
Yo, the Beeb actually sent that to me. That's not even out yet.
You know,
I'm surprised.
Beeb did a song with Raekwon, right?
What?
Like, not even joking.
Okay, everybody.
That's it. That's,
look.
Somebody's got to take that kid
That's
out.
What we call the pink tape.
I'm telling you.
The purple tape is the pink tape.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, he is the, he's like the fame barometer. If you're nobody until you do a
he's
song with
Jackson.
Him.
Dude, I can't wait till he crashes and burns. Like, they find him in a motel room with a hooker and an eight ball. That's going glorious.
Horrible way for a 12-year-old
to
go.
He's small enough to crawl up inside a hooker, too.
Just cozy up in here where it's warm and safe.
Kind of like Star Wars in the bathroom. You know?
So
and I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
So you guys having a good time, man?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And have you? I know you've been on the radio before once, twice.
Yeah, a few times.
Trace. Where do you get down?
Lick Show. What station is that?
107.3. That's 107.3. Some other station that we don't know about.
Yeah. We get on there usually every. You know, we can go out there any Saturday night, but you know. A couple times a month, we'll go out there and just freestyle and get on the radio with Lick. Ant's got a show after Lick on 107, starting at 3 in the morning, actually. They do
it's a college radio station, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the, it's not college, it's the independent radio station, commercial free.
Yeah.
But, you know,
no, that's not 107.3, that's like 97.3.
90. That's right. That's what
it is. Not
107.
Telling people 107.3.
That's my fault. Sorry.
I think 107.3 is the oldest station.
Yeah, that's what I was
look,
like.
We
really?
Show up. It's always Saturday night at like 1:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. We are not cognizant. It is always a crash and burn experience. But there's some good hip hop going on. Just don't ask me to name any names or numbers afterwards.
Actually, soon we'll be doing the final track to the Ghost World EP. We'll be recording live on that radio show.
What?
We're gonna because it's a song that we do. We only do live now that we just have people come up with stage and freestyle, so we're gonna plug into the radio station's
super
board.
Super cipher,
yeah. And we're gonna do like you know an 8-minute song at the end of the album.
Nice. Is that going to be kind of a trend with the Ghost World stuff in the future? Like you always have the super cipher song.
Well, it might not be super cyphers, but there's always going to be room on the Ghost World album to jam out. For instance, we have Mark Ingraham from Beast Wellington and DJ Williams Project who's gonna throw down a horn solo, and you know when we do it live, you know you might see a 3-4 minute horn solo. We have Matt Walton from Former Champions laying down a guitar solo on one of our tracks. You know, you might see the we want to have that jam band essence to our hip hop when we do it. That's the crowd we're aiming at with Ghost World. We're doing a Grateful Dead mixtape, you know, where we're just going to take Grateful Dead samples and have Jerry sing the chorus and have the sample ride out through the beat. I'm going to rap over it.
So Jerry has confirmed that he will be singing the chorus,
my
right?
soul.
The Ouija board told me so.
You just are get, connected, further man. On it, right?
You know, yeah,
like,
no.
Actually, you got that, hippie side of you. I ran into you
exactly,
at All Good this
exactly,
year.
Exactly,
didn't I? You going this year?
Probably. I'll be working at some festivals this year. I'll be doing vending with Cold Henry's and Hot Carl's. We're doing some vending.
What the hell is that?
But we will let Further sing as long as we don't let Phil sing, right?
Yeah.
No Phil. Phil can't sing.
So Ghost World release party, there's when is that?
We have not. It's going to be a Thursday night at the Camel. We haven't not exactly booked it because we're not done with the album yet.
But
so
we
have a month to prepare,
and you guys got some big names that you spoke of who are going to play on the album. You're just going to get down the whole night, huh?
Yeah. Everybody's already confirmed that they'll come out there and play with us that night. We're also going to have the Polychrons are going to play and the Astronauts, which the Polychrons is Blake is the other member of Ghost World is his band, and the Astronauts is Devon Harris's band, which is another member of JPS. They're dope ass jazz band. But we'll have some other guests that night too. We don't have everything done yet, but Drastic will be playing that night too. Yes, for cool. sure. Those are like the three. Definites.
They're gonna have me vending T-shirts and hot dogs. That's pretty much
running the merch stand.
Now, have you ever played with a band before?
I've rapped with a band before. Sorry, I got a little cough.
Now these are biggie. These are pretty big bands around Richmond, man.
Yeah.
Are you gonna any plans to do some rehearsal?
Oh yeah, for sure, okay. But like, Blake and I, you know, he plays keyboards, and so it's always we always play together. It's always him doing keys and running the drums, and so we're used to it. It's not gonna be that much harder to throw a guitar or
you should try to get Blake to rent a keytar if he doesn't already have one, man. Just get down. You guys could do like a 80s theme, man.
That would be very awesome. We're gonna break out some special stuff too, man. Come out. We're gonna try to get some theatrics going on stage. I'm not gonna say what we're gonna do, but
it's going to involve a unicorn and coming down from the ceiling, right?
I've not been able to work the unicorn into the hip hop thing yet, man. It's
can't
just,
catch the damn thing.
The rap heads, man, might think it's too soft, man. But you know, unicorns aren't soft, man.
Uh-huh. They're not. They get horns. They get a horn and everything.
What is it? The most dangerous? The most dangerous of the noble mythical creatures? Yeah, that you call them?
The most valiant.
Let me tell you what, man. Just a side note on a living experience with Joey Rips. Definitely one of those dudes you see on the street and you wouldn't want to cross him in a dark alley on a bad day. But you go into this man's house and there are unicorns everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Respect him, man.
Man, if I cross Joey in a dark alley on a street, I am going to stomp a mud hole. Okay? You don't want to cross
Wait, yo, that's the new Justin Bieber song you just quoting right there, wasn't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I was trying to do like a, you know, a psychological plug for the listeners who might listen later on, okay, and, you know, in the span of this lifetime.
So, guys, Richmond hip hop. I mean, how would you define it? Does it have something definable about it where you could say this is Richmond hip hop?
It lacks unity.
Draw. Does draw it? I mean, line with the pen you're holding around with Richmond hip hop for us.
Honestly, my opinion has changed real dramatically. Like
you've
I said,
seen some stuff around.
I've been around. I've seen a lot of different acts. I've seen some stuff. Again, working with JPS has managed to fix that a little bit, because I was actually kind of feeling a little down about the Richmond hip-hop scene. A lot of what I saw was a bunch of people out there trying to sound like they were from Atlanta or trying to sound like they're from this and that, and I never saw anything that was just natural or anything that sounded like, oh, you know, I actually might run into you on the street in this city that you're talking about repping that we all live in.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real big thing. When I started putting pen to paper again, it was very much a Richmond-centric kind of thing, but at the time, I looked around, it was all these for lack of a better word, just a bunch of yo boys posing everywhere, and I happen to know that yes,
here in Richmond.
Yeah, here in Richmond.
Yeah, you don't recognize me, man.
I remember you, Lou. But I'm still not giving you $20 for that thing you talked about. That's not going down. But no, it's just that I didn't see any real genuine anything going on out there in the world. I mean, now you can find your little pockets of these little hip hop communes, kind of like JPS was, and it's starting to get bigger, but. Really, it was sad. I didn't see a lot going on to inspire me. I didn't hear a lot of radio shows like this back in the day. I wasn't in the loop, but I mean, it was a really different experience. And now I go out and everywhere I see this, that, and the third. I see these jazz musicians who want to pick up a trumpet and start playing, you know, hip hop. And I see these hip hop musicians want to go out and start doing live shows. And I see this bigger. It's not finished, whatever it is. I don't know yet, but it's going to be something amazing if we just get it focused.
How long you been here?
Have I been in Richmond?
Yeah.
I've been in and out for about 11 years now. Okay. I got here, I was about 17 when I moved here. You know, I grew to my adulthood in the city, been in love with it the entire time, even when it was at its worst.
Uh-huh.
So I've been in and out long enough. I miss some stuff. I know, like, back in the 30s and stuff, you were rapping out here. But
the 30s, I know.
A lot of people are scared.
Actually, I was doing scat.
Oh,
I was in a scat.
You're still doing
band.
Scat?
Scat porn?
No,
he was doing street scat, man.
Hey, don't make me start back with the gay jokes. By the way, the Manzelli hit us up with the text message last Sunday and was like, "Stop with the gay jokes." Now, we have no evidence that Manzelli is gay. The jury is still out, so
that's
not true.
Oh, no,
I have backed off.
I've seen him on Gray Street. He's gay.
I thought this show was sponsored by the fat chick I was banging. Keyword fat chick.
Oh, I've never seen her naked, Manzelli. And as a matter of fact, I've never seen her at all. Just going off of what you told me. Cool, man. So
you can't fire me. I quit.
So anyways, man, I thought hip hop had developed a really solid scene in Richmond back in like 2004, 2003, 2002. People were doing stuff. People were putting in work. The one thing that it lacked was unity.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to do it on their own, and they hated on other people. And there started people, you know, hip hop got kicked out of some clubs because of some shootings and fighting and all that stuff. And, you know, some promoters came in and they just kind of wanted to exploit the fact that people were coming out to hip hop shows. And it just turned into a bad thing. And the next thing you know, the only club that would let us do it was the Reagan. And a couple of other places occasionally.
Still like that, though.
A lot of places, yeah.
It's still like that, man. We get
blackballed. The Camel wasn't around.
Oh, yeah, but we get the Camel and we got the Reagan. The bottom blackballs is we were at a show like a week and a half ago, which it was a hip-hop show. It wasn't even a rap show. It was a J. Dilla tribute night. Two of the producers from JPS.
A Tropical Soul.
No, it wasn't a Tropical Soul. It was the place right next to the National. What's that place called? It's a little restaurant that's right next to the National.
Oh, yeah.
Gibson's Grill. Yeah. Once my people started setting up their beat machines, which is, you know, basically it's a beat machine, but it's, you know, it's no different than a keyboard. Once they saw they were setting up a beat machine and not instruments, they were like, no, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, when I see a beat machine, I think gun or random act of violence.
Yeah, so. But this is, you're talking about, like, this guy they're kicking out is Obliv, Brad Oblivion, who, you know, the week before was just featured in Style Magazine, multiple features in RVA Mag. He's produced for the biggest artist in Richmond. Justin album with Nick Fury has produced for Mad Skills. There's other artists that are national known that have bought off of him, off of ASCAP. I can't name their names right now, but he's known. He shouldn't. It was very offensive to him, and we've been blackballed at Baja the same way, man. They tried to kick us out of Baja because we didn't have a band one night, even though we made more money for them that night than they
ever
made.
Baja plays hip-hop. They just play the hip-hop.
Now they do because we made a bunch of money for them. They said,
We packed their entire back room with more. The bartender's like, this is the most people we've ever seen back
here.
They
also realize, like, the hip-hop nerds that come out to our shows don't start as many fights as the douchebag frat boys that are usually there.
What do you feel that the new project you're talking about with some more musicians from different genres
mixing that.
I mean, that's going to be a great thing. Probably for both scenes.
Yeah, that's what we're trying. We're trying to get at that, so we can come to these clubs in the bottom, these other bigger places, and say, look, you guys have these bands playing. We'll be featuring them tonight. Please let us come in here and play. You know, we're trying to go to these places still with our, you know, our hats in our hands. Like, but soon we're going to get to the point where we're just booking shows in the fan, and we're going to say, screw the bottom. Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I was turned off by the hip-hop scene. Like, everything collapsed. I mean, uninspiring. I was doing stuff with people in Fredericksburg and that place where UVA is. What's that place called again?
Charlottesville.
And, what's up? What up, St. Mike? And I kind of lost interest in rhyming, and then I saw what JPS was doing. I mean, there's plenty of MCs doing their thing out there, and nothing against them. But it's the attitude, it's the persona, it feels, it looks, and it smells like a family, man.
Oh, yeah, and also, like, if people come up to us and they don't know us, man, we're going to welcome with open arms.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what we do. What do? We love what you do, too, if it's good. You know, we're not going to lie to you either, but we want to cultivate a music scene in Richmond. We you know, that's why we get down with Slapdash, we get down with Reverb Music, we get down with Suburban District, man, all them cats.
Yeah.
In Richmond, who are doing it now because they want to share the love too. We all want to share the love.
And no doubt. I mean, JPS definitely is known for its charity work. That's how Drastic got into it.
That's right.
And we did do charity, though. We did do the party in the park.
We did do some charity work.
Yeah, we were working with the homeless. Rocking it, man.
And what a lot of people might not know is because of that, Chris Manzelli is up for consideration for joining JPS, right?
the homeless dudes freestyling? You were dope, man.
Yeah, I've never seen so many homeless dudes who were like, were talented. They were coming
homeless
up.
Dudes were really nice, though.
Like, you know, that's all they do all day is just rap. It's amazing.
Dude, watch out for those homeless dudes. Listen to their verses because they'll try to get your money. And you listen to their verses. They're not their verses. I've heard Rakim. I've heard plenty of.
Yeah, it could have been. It was all about the gods and the earths.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, watch out. They want that money.
Noted.
Especially you.
The minute he put down the mic, he was like, you want to buy some choke? What is choke?
Nice. So
bad. Hey, just a little. Let me try it.
Oh, yeah. So, Joe, you're obviously a good sport, man. You have a great sense of humor. Do you feel your music is adequately shown?
stuff.
Well, sometimes, you know, you're humor, you think
that's adequately shown within your music. People
sometimes
know that you're
it is. If you listen
awesome.
To certain songs, there's a song I did called
He just hit on you, by the way.
Really? All right. You got long hair, don't you?
It was under his breath. Work, I heard it because
I'm a
I
man
had
of
it.
Expansion. If it's good, you know, I'll do it.
Do not say that on the air. I live with you, dude.
So tell me about your guys' living situation. Your roommates.
Is there a duster?
It's all right. Me and Dan have bunk beds.
We sleep head to toe. You know,
yeah, man, seriously. That's normal, though.
No, but, yeah, I do try to get my humor over on some songs, but also I can't always be humorous or take away the seriousness of stuff, too. But, definitely try to get the humor over. Sometimes,
but
I mean...
Do you feel it's lost on people because of your voice and your delivery, though?
Oh, so my humor...
That happens to me.
My humor gets lost on people so much.
Honestly, he's not that funny.
My humor's
I think he's
lost
hilarious,
on
man.
On the radio.
I'll tell you, man, you're definitely a Facebook comedian because I get a kick out of some of your posts.
Yeah, you should have been following me like a year ago and I was drinking every single day.
Yeah. So we're going to do the song, man. Tell us a little bit about this song, Track 5.
What's it called? He's got the
Solar Return.
The Solar Return. This is a Ghost World song produced by Lonely Skies. It's me and Blake Robertson.
Where?
Ghost World. This is on our EP that's going to be released in a month.
So I met, man. Blake's a cool guy.
Yeah,
I just met him briefly, man.
Real cool
so,
guy, man.
Hey, what's up with the 16 from
I told you I'm
Tupac-ing
you, dog.
No, you're not. I will kill you.
We burn it down for the rest of you. Hold my breath as it says seats until my vestibules pound my chest. Son, I got the best of you. Who for thought? Better eat your vegetables. Every bite is a blessing, dude. Scrape the plate and don't stop till the session's through. I know they're testing you, but let them keep pressing because they won't accept the truth unless you let it loose. Better move and keep it that way. Life is only death if you see it that way. I live in different facets. Slow to go to war, but that don't mean I'm passing. I love it when it's passing, but I also love the racket. Enjoy the small things, but my scope is so massive. I ain't never been plastic. All natural. Kill you sounding like them, and you call that a style? Ha. Wacky shit, son.
Yeah, don't even touch the mic, man.
Destination, earthbound, I think at light speed. You're slower than my word sound. Word renowned, wordsmith, burning down herb spliffs. Word around earth is I'm burning out circuits with verses. A man of mirth, it's the return of the first rips. We connect like cursive, I see myself in every person. I'll fuck it if it's perfect, I love my life. It's a beautiful mess, and you know I won't stop till a few of you bless. And if it's my will, the truth will be the very essence of my euphony. Cause these rappers acting new to me, cluelessly, acting foolishly. For a couple bucks and some jewelry, soon to be the next martyr on the cross. Long range crosshairs targeting your flaws. Yeah, I see you. You know, you little bitch ass complexes. Up for the building trash, you stop building the monument, man. Do something with your life. Oh. I don't fit into a scheme, I ain't your everyday cutout. If I don't reach my dreams, I ain't gonna bug out. Cause I'm all about the ride, I ain't talking out my hide. Coughing up a lung, blowing smoke out my ride. Post it up, I watch the city as it breathes. These devils in these streets, I pray to God I won't see them in my sleep. This man needs peace, at least a couple winks. I ain't really that buzzed, I just had a couple drinks and a couple more just to help me think. I got people in the clink and more than the grave. If life's a game of cards, I'm going bored with my spades offshore as I wave. Thinking on the days when I was a younger fool. Now I'm much bigger, guess I'm dumber too. Ignorance is bliss in summer too.
I'm bored.
Me too. These toys stink.
That's okay, kids. Spoofco has a new toy for you. Tyrone, my talking dog.
Yo.
Yay!
Tyrone is a 6'4 Impala with 36-inch spinning chrome rims, and he's packed with all sorts of great urban catchphrases.
Where all the white bitches at?
Tyrone comes complete with all sorts of accessories like 40s, handguns, and briefcases full of lots of other surprises.
What's this white stuff?
What? You the police or something?
Tyrone even comes with hydraulic lifts. Now you and all your friends can share in all the fun with Jesus by talking lowrider.
Hola, gringo. ¿Cómo está?
And don't get caught riding dirty with Officer Barney, my talking black and white.
Excuse me, you guys selling drugs tonight? Man, this entrapment mug.
Tyrone, my talking donk, new from Spoof Co.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the COMMO to the end. You heard my well, boy, I hit it again. Yeah. Official raw nigga from the city of Wind. Straight doing it. I am doing it. COMMO to the end. What? You heard my well, boy, I hit it again. Yeah. Official raw nigga from the city of Wind. Straight doing it.
Are you a whore? Have years of sinful orgies, gangbangs, and constant vaginal insertion caused your labia to sag and dangle like a wind chime made of meat? Then you may suffer from a condition known as cervical dystonia, or sloppy lip syndrome. Sloppy lip syndrome is a life-altering, embarrassing condition that can make common sexual intercourse with an average-sized man comparable to throwing a hot dog down a very wide and deep hallway. If the thought of wearing a bathing suit in public makes you uncomfortable, because you don't want people to mistake that bulging labia for a giant penis, then you most definitely suffer from sloppy lip syndrome. Don't let those hanging, embarrassing, floppy meat curtains ruin your life. Choose Vagislim. Vagislim is a vaginal rejuvenating topical medication made from neurotoxins, stem cells, and human afterbirth. Vagislim can be used daily, making every vaginal insertion feel just like the first time all over again. Vagislim is a fast-acting, labia-retracting ointment that can quickly cover up all physical evidence of an amateur in-house orgy 12 hours before your husband returns home from his business trip. If years of sleeping around has made your vagina loose and unsightly, then Vagislim can help. Gravity's a motherfucker, and if you don't act fast, it's only going to get worse. Vagislim, because even whores deserve a second chance.
This a message to the heads, hope you listening, Jack. Hard beats help me bust, keep my mission intact. This a letter to the cats who be pitching the cracks, who don't care about police, keep the streets with a gat. All brothers grab the yard, cause we losing with that. Niggas need a better train, cause the block is a rap. But the money stay good, know you rip with a stack. And your moms don't want it, cause it's evil in fact. So you still in the jacks, don't. Money is cursed to pay for your funeral, all the roses in church. Either gotta pay the ditch, man, to dig up the dirt so they can throw your old dead ass under the earth. Or it's going to the lawyers who fatten a purse, and the court, the jury, the judge, and the clerk. Better listen to the visions that I spit in a verse, or you'll be dead either in jail or up in a hearse. Because the game niggas playing is rigged. Don't get caught, cause they'll have you assed out on a bus up north. Think twice for them grams get bored, cause these devils, yo, they playing for keeps. This is shit, because the game niggas playing is rigged. Don't get caught, cause they'll have you assed out on a bus up north. Think twice for them grams get bored, cause these devils, yo, they playing for keeps. This is shit, brother. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Better wake up, stop cooking the cake up. Look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. Better flip up a book, be a legit crook. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Better wake up, stop cooking the cake up. Look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. Better flip up a book, be a legit crook. And these devils getting paid off the vices we choose. Whether it's heroin, cocaine, or quality shoes. It's like they all for the struggle and equality lose. Many drug niggas dead be the plot for the news. And all the odds be against going hard with your crew. But dumb niggas still grind, trying to shine on these dudes. Trying to recline in whips, that's control for the crews. And can't even see the road signs, them be the clues. They say, yield young man, better come to a stop. And these roads get curvy as you head for the top. Where the real money at, they don't care about the block. All respect, niggas be all at your neck for a spot. The drug game, yo, is dead, they done gave it a chop. Better study pharmacology to get you some prop. They have put a new face to the dealers of crop. You dumb niggas better get you a watch and tell the time. Because the game niggas playing is rigged. Don't get caught, cause they'll have you assed out on a bus up north. Think twice for them Rams get bored, cause these devils, yo, they playing for keeps. But it's deep. The game niggas playing is rigged. Don't get caught, cause they'll have you assed out on a bus up north. Think twice for them Rams get bored, cause these devils, yo, they playing for keeps. But it's deep, better. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Better wake up, stop cooking the cake up. Look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. Better flip up a book, be a legit crook. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Better wake up, stop cooking the cake up. Look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. Better flip up a book, be a legit crook. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's the first of the month. Yeah, and that was Sleaze, man. Sleaze, what's the name of that song?
Wake Up, off the Fist Fight EP that he just released.
Very, very, kind of obvious, right?
Yep.
Nice, man. So we're back with JPS representatives, Joey Rips and Drastic. Cool. So what is what's brewing, you know, on the horizon for JPS?
Everybody's got projects, man. Tony's got an EP about to come out. we got another Black Sonic album, another Ghost World album about to come out, or an EP. And
but beyond like the EPs, like what's the next plan? Like, the meeting Monday, everybody tries to build like a cohesive kind of structure, foundation for JPS. But I mean, I've seen. I think it's Brad or Diz talking about doing a tour.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit, man. I was talking to Mark about it the other night, too. I just don't think we have the money or if we want to do a tour, we need to do colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sense in doing colleges over the summer.
Or you can introduce me to Manzella's girlfriend over there. She might fund it.
Yeah, I mean, she'll throw down some cash. It's all good.
So he says she's pretty caked up.
Yes.
So,
But we're in for a tour. We should be looking at August, September. Yeah, something we want to do. But something I think we need to do before we get a tour is get someone who handles all our booking. You know, so they can go book our whole tour. You know,
how about a huge internet audience?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not seeing any videos from JPS.
True that. That's something
there's
else.
There's a couple
we've been talking
coming
about.
Out. There's a couple coming.
There's
out.
There's a couple out there too. But something else we've been talking about too is you know, we've been talking about getting someone to handle our book, and we've been talking about getting someone who will just handle, you know, the visual aspect of what we do, whether that be making videos and doing the lights and, you know, just the visuals at our shows, which is something we're trying to have more, you know, added into our shows, more mm-hmm. more lights and just to get them kids in there dancing. That's what we need. When we do these beat sets, we need kids in there dancing to these beat sets, and they need to have the right setting for that, you know.
I'll tell you what JPS needs, and I know it sounds like, you know, maybe tacky, maybe trendy, but JPS really needs their own blog. Where it can, you know, function sort of like a label would, you know, putting their own stuff up, reviewing it.
Well, we have our Tumblr. Our Tumblr does that. Our Tumblr is kept up on a regular basis. Sleaze updates it every day, you know.
Now, yeah, but is Tumblr SEO optimized, or is it like a Twitter account, you know? People need to find it and follow it. A blog provides you with organic traffic. People who start going, oh, I'm looking for new hip-hop nobody's ever heard of. And, you know, JPS starts coming up.
I don't know if it exactly does that or not, but I know if you're looking for Just Plain Sounds, that Tumblr comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's something out of my mind. I don't know about that stuff, so I can't really.
If I had to guess, I would say Tumblr is not SEO optimized, and I might be completely wrong. But does that provide you a way to like put songs up there? And
yeah, every single album that we've released is on there. Yeah, any new material is like you can post up. You know, this as a list of our postings. You know, and everybody's in JPS should have the password to the site as well. You know, Sleaze runs it, but you can go post your own stuff up.
You know, I feel like a secondhand JPS member. Maybe I'm the charity case because
well,
he's like
come
everybody.
Out one night, bud.
Everybody, I've been out more than
case
one night
for a couple months now to our next project.
Because you're like everybody in JPS should have a password, or yeah, the whole crew in JPS is doing a show, and I'm like,
That's because you're honorary.
Well, that's because you got to be out there, man. You know, and if you want to come up and do a show, you know there's always going to be time for you to get on the mic. I mean, just like the show that Sleaze just threw, man. We took how long did we take just to have people come up and freestyle and down with us?
I'm taking that time.
We always make for a couple tracks.
Like,
it was nice.
Like it's like if we do a show, and especially if it's whether you're in the crew or affiliated, man, there's always going to be space because we want to share. We want everybody to be heard.
It's a family,
we're not just concerned about our own.
I'm reconsidering lending my local legend to JPS right
now. It's one of those things, man. It's a family.
I said reconsidering.
No, please. We don't want you quite yet. So. I'm playing. Nah, man, you're
me and you are gonna fight when this mic is off, man. It's done. It's over with. Me and you.
Okay.
Cool. So we want to talk about something very special and dear to Kelly's heart. And I don't know if you have one of these, but we want to talk a little bit about unicorns.
Is this about my junk? Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk unicorns.
Does it look like a unicorn?
Some days.
I'm sure he loves it.
That shit looks like someone stuck a hand in a blender. That's what that shit looks
like. That's where I draw the line.
What's the draw for you for unicorns, man?
Hippie chicks.
Oh, really? They're like, I love
that's
your airbrush.
That's the thing I've ever heard you say, Kelly.
I love your airbrush unicorn shirt.
Exactly. I don't know, man. I can't really, I don't know.
It's your power animal?
I've done a lot of drugs, and they've done a lot of bad things to me, and unicorns is one of those things.
Oh, is that your safe place?
That's what I have to say for the radio, right? Yeah.
So that's your safe place?
Don't do drugs, please, or you will end up with a house full of unicorns.
Don't do drugs, or you will see unicorns. I swear. They will spear you.
That sounds like an advertisement for drugs.
No, you will get speared. Oh, don't mess around.
Or like swim
Tyrone
in Bacon the.
Is talking about how you can see all those cartoon characters running around.
Kelly sees unicorns.
So what kind of a? I mean, I just find I've never.
You know what I think is preposterous? By the
what's
way,
what's that?
Is freaking horses with wings. I just want to put that out there. That's just like, ridiculous. It's like. A horse with wings.
But not a unicorn. I mean, they have wings, right?
No, unicorns don't have freaking wings.
Kidding
me,
don't they?
No, they do not.
I've seen unicorns with wings.
Well, that was not a unicorn, buddy. Yeah, you were tricked.
That was a horny.
Maybe it was a winged horse.
You were probably tricked by a white person.
Maybe it was a winged horse with like a fake horn on there. Right?
See, this is where you messed up.
Was it?
That's preposterous.
It is preposterous.
Like an inbreed or something like that. Possibly, I don't know.
It was shunned by the unicorn community.
An inbreed. What you mean, like Manzelli?
I'm just gonna stay quiet.
You messed up getting him talking about unicorns, man. It's going for hours.
Let's do it, man. That's what I'm trying to. We got
about. How do you feel about ligers?
Ligers? I'm cool with ligers. I really like lions and tigers, so I'm cool with that. That's a good mixture.
I'll like tell you, man.
Very good mixture.
A unicorn.
Did you know that the unicorn in the Middle East is like a hippo with a unicorn horn?
That's just
it's a rhinoceros.
So it's like a walking Norwal, right?
That's right.
With legs. So, by the way, I think I don't think that if a unicorn were to fall into the water, that it had nothing on a Norwal. Or if it was walking on a thin patch of ice, man, a Norwal could take a unicorn out.
Actually, that's first off going into the assumption that you could get a unicorn into the water. That's a whole other problem. Like, you got to make that happen.
Now, unicorns can fly.
First of all, unicorns don't leave their enchanted forest. Let's be clear. No ice in the enchanted forest. Right? Or Norwals. Now, if a Norwal were to swim upstream.
Norwals.
I think a unicorn would not have a problem spearing crap out of that Norwal.
But Norwal actually travels between the enchanted forest and the real world. So I have some inside information. I have some inside information that unicorns.
Have you ever been inside a unicorn?
No.
Okay. Well, then your information is not as inside as mine is.
I don't think you get a really good view from the inside of a unicorn, man.
Stick your head in there and then tell me that.
What do the insides of a unicorn look like, by
dark.
The way?
rainbows.
And how did you actually get sucked into the inside of the unicorn?
I wouldn't say I got sucked. Well, I didn't get sucked into the inside of a unicorn. The sucking came before and afterwards, but
Is this conversation
to? What'd you do with the unicorn, man? This is bestiality is not okay for the radio. It's like mystical bestiality.
But a unicorn's not a beast. It's not a beast. Come on.
It's mystical bestiality. All right, cool. Well, one more song. One more song, my man Drastic, right?
Oh, tell what's us. Up? Hey.
Yes, sir. This is Sick.
Holla at your boy. Featuring this is Samsung. Off of...
This is off of the album.
See What I See.
Yeah.
Featuring Samsung.
Oh, I thought this was off of... this isn't off of See What I See. This is off of For Your Listening Pleasure.
That's absolutely right.
It's on that, too. Yeah, it's
oh,
off
okay,
that, too.
Oh, okay, it's on both?
Yeah.
Oh, you reuse your tracks, man?
Well, no. For Your Listening... Everything on For Your Listening Pleasure was a reuse.
Very disappointed right now.
Stomach hurt, yo. September 14, 2010.
Drastic. I feel like getting out of bed today.
Highs and lows. Tomorrow's supposed to be different, and I suppose I could put my faith in waiting, but time will show. The fact is basic aggravation is basically taking its toll. And here's one for the road. Once upon a time, maybe not that long ago, I could wake up, look in the mirror and see solid gold. But times is changing, or basically nothing has changed at all. And I find myself bouncing back and forth from wall to wall, just catching my fall. But I got that itch inside of my blood, I self-inflicted, wish that it never was. And I think that it's all from love. I smoke and drink, try not to think. I guess I just enjoy the breeze. I feel standing slightly behind the brink. Get high, watch my horizon sink. The magical tambourine jangle, I hear them glasses clink. Not everyone's seeing it from this angle. Cut the strings and watch them dangle in the wind. The lovers dancing never ends. Cause I feel the doldrum sinking in. Figure here we go again.
She comes around again, just like an echo. Echo, it makes me wanna clutch, makes me wanna fight, makes me wanna cut all the cancers in my life. They got me so sick. They got me so sick. They got me so sick.
Days I pace the coffee. Some days I can't get out of bed, but I know that I'll never fall asleep by the time the date is finally in. Never again, I tell myself another time, another time. I would've believed as I feed myself another line.
And another line.
It's de rigueur, another cliche. As I slowly start to become a thing I hate and punish whatever is in my way. Sometimes I try to own the drugs, sometimes I claim that not enough. Knowing that it never was, sick to my stomach and throwing up. First it's like a party, then it becomes an exercise. Finally you lose routine and another part of you dies. Don't act surprised, this is a volunteer on me. But I feel welcome here, no one can smell that fear on me. I'm safe in my walls, but I'm praying for that wrecking ball. Some sort of catalyst to start the fall and end it all. It's been a long summer, too much heat, lightning and thunder. And I'm waiting for the rain to come and take me under, claim another.
She comes around again, just like an echo. Echo, it makes me wanna clutch, makes me wanna fight, makes me wanna cut all the cancers in my life. They got me so sick. They got me so sick. They got me
man,
so sick.
Man, I've been living by my humble, mostly by default, but by and by I'm seeing what parts of my fault. Can't blame the block I'm living in, living ain't a thing. Most of us is living, waiting for the day we swing. Ain't done a damn thing, and I'm thinking I'm impressive. Cause as I sit the 40, I sip, it's slightly more expensive. I'm the man because I spring an extra 46 cent. Someone on stripes with a shirt I ain't bought yet, tell him.
Somebody call a nurse. What kind of therapy can I go through when everything hurts?